Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Showalter, your host for Science Elements, a digest of cutting-edge research from the American Chemical Society, the world's largest scientific society. This week's stories are a bit offbeat, and frankly, we like that because every once in a while it's good to remind ourselves what drew us to science in the first place. The fun, the awe, the cleverness of it all. And the three items we've chosen, which coincidentally all appeared in Chemical and Engineering News, the Society's weekly news magazine, epitomize those very traits. So sit back and enjoy, as in the next few minutes, you'll hear about how science debunked the ancient Aztec crystal skull hoax, how a common household drug could help eradicate a slithery problem on a tropical island, and finally, how art personifies the most basic elements of life. Quartz crystal skulls may have gained fame in the Steven Spielberg adventure film Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, but if you run across one in real life, be wary. It's undoubtedly a fake. According to CNN's European science correspondent Sarah Everts, the skull sculptures, supposedly crafted before the Spanish conquest in the 16th century, began appearing on the art market in the 1860s. They quickly became part of the collections at prestigious museums in London, Paris, and Washington, D.C. Experts began doubting the authenticity of the skulls as long ago as the 1930s. Everts describes how experts use scientific instrumentation to show that the skulls are post-Columbian fakes. French antiquities dealer Eugène Bobon played a major role in sparking public fascination with the skulls by getting some of the first fakes placed in major museums. Stowaway brown tree snakes arrived in Guam on U.S. military ships shortly after World War II, and they've been wreaking havoc ever since. Now numbering around 2 million, the island snakes have terrorized residents, knocked down power lines, and driven most native birds to extinction. In fact, according to CNN Associate Editor Sophia Kai, the snakes are even beginning to infringe upon Guam's Anderson Air Force Base. This concerns officials as far away as Hawaii, who are worried about a literal island-to-island, snakes-on-a-plane invasion. To combat the slithery infestation, researchers turned to an unconventional savior, dead mice. The scientists planned to lace dead rodents with acetaminophen and attach each mouse to a cardboard flotation device with streamers. Then they will drop them from a helicopter over the foliage where the snakes live. This strategy has several advantages. For one, acetaminophen is harmless to humans but highly toxic to the snakes. The streamers and cardboard structures help keep the mice high up in the trees away from ground-based native species such as monitor lizards. The major flaw had been that the booby-trapped, lifeless prey would be an easy meal for the island's native crow population, which was struggling to survive the invading serpents. Recently, though, Guam's crows have been driven to extinction as well. This could allow the mouse drop operation to begin in April or May. In our final story this week, we meet an artist who enlivens the elements. Like a lot of high school students, budding artist Casey Dunlap's interest in chemistry was, well, rather sketchy. That is, until a video about the periodic table drew her attention. In it, the narrator took on the persona of each element in the periodic table, doing voices and imagining what they'd be like as people. This elemental personification inspired Dunlap to start illustrating elements as characters. Fast forward a few years to 2011, when Dunlap decided to create a full periodic table of elemental characters as her culminating thesis project at the Milwaukee Institute of Art and Design. CNN reports that Dunlap read books about the elements and did research online. Then, she wrote profiles personifying each element. For instance, Dunlap's tungsten is a young man wearing a wolfskin and carrying swords. That's because the element was once called wolfram and is used in cutting materials. A screaming woman with blue hair and a blue dress embodies indium. Why? Well, indium is a soft metal that gives off a loud shrieking noise when bent rapidly. Dunlap also used her college friends and even Freddie Mercury from the band Queen as inspiration for other characters. Although she displayed her 112 characters from hydrogen to copernicium on her website more than a year ago, they only recently caught public attention. Most of the responses have been from teachers, principals, and of course chemists. Dunlap, now a technical artist at a California gaming studio, says it's rewarding to connect with scientists and bridge the gap between art and science. To check out her website, go to www.bit.ly/table-characters. Well, that's all for now. I'm Dr. Steve Showalter for the American Chemical Society. Science Elements is adapted for podcasts from ACS Press Releases and the ACS Weekly Press Packs. To access this week's Press Pack, March 6, 2013, go to www.acs.org/pressroom. From all of us at Science Elements, thanks for listening.